This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lawmakers in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi voted on Sunday to remove from their state flag a Confederate battle emblem that has long been criticized as racist. The move, taken in quick succession in the House and the Senate, had bipartisan support, and lawmakers applauded the historic move after the measure was decided. The state of Mississippi has a 38% black population, far higher than the national average of just under 13%. It is the final U.S. state to rid its state flag of symbolism related to the Civil War, which was fought largely over a system that allowed whites to own black people as slaves. Republican Governor Tate Reeves has said he will sign the bill, although he has not said when. The current state flag, featuring a replica of a Confederate flag in the upper left corner, will lose its official status as soon as he signs the measure. A commission is expected to design a new flag that must not contain the Confederate symbol and must include the words, "In God We Trust." Voters will be asked to approve the new design in the November 3rd election. The number of COVID-19 infections around the world has passed the 10 million mark, with just over 500,000 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University's reporting on Sunday. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestone a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has what he called an urgent responsibility to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. Across Latin America, the number of cases has passed 2 million. That's according to the Pan American Health Organization. Colombia now has 88,591 cases. Brazil has surged to more than 1.3 million infections, second only to the U.S. VOA News.